Okay, good of all. I want to speak this evening about one of the melachas of Shabbos, the melacha known as Sod or Tzedah, which I think is number 25 in the list of the 39 melachas. Point of departure from this week's Sedra Parshas Va'era is in the Makkah. We have the first seven Makkahs of the ten Makkahs I mentioned in Parshas Va'era. So one of them is Shin. That's number six. So it says regarding Shin in this first source, Shmos Paraktes, Pasuk Ches. Rama Hashem Moshe al Aaron, Kulachem Alochov Nechem Piach Kivshon, Uzroko Moshe Hashemayim Lenei Faro. Hashem says to Moshe al Aaron, take some fistful or handful, a scoopful of ashes from the fireplace, from the oven, and throw it to the heavenward in the eyes of Paro, Pasuk Ches. V'hoi al Avok, al Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. This will spread as dust throughout Eretz Mitzrayim. V'hoi al Adam, al Abayim, al Shchim, Parech, al Babuos, v'hoi Eretz Mitzrayim. And this will land on people and so on, and will form boils on the body of all the throughout Eretz Mitzrayim. And it says, V'hoi al Adam, al Abayim, this will go from animal, to human beings and on animals. So indeed, Pasuk Yud, Vayichwes Piach Kibshon, so Moshe Aaron took from the ashes, Vayamdu with Nefara, Vayizuko, so Moshe Shemaimo, Vayishchin, Ababos, Pareach, Badov, Abeimo. The men and the animals and the people all developed these boils, that's the plague of Shchin. So Rashi, there in Parakas and Pasuk Yud, Badov, Abeimo, Rashi, yes, wait a minute, what animals? Bim Tomar, Me'ayin Hoyla, Hoyla, Hem, Habehemos. What animals were afflicted by these boils? After all, it's said in an earlier pasuk by the previous Makkah, which was Dever, that was the pestilence, that was the plague, that it wiped out all the animals. As it says back in Pasuk Lama Paraktes, Rashi quotes it here, but you almost call Mikne Mitzrayim, all the cattle of the Egyptians had died. So how does it say in our pasuk in here by Shin that the boils afflicted both Adam and Behemo? What Behemo? Ela lo nigzra gzera ela osan shebesaros bulfad. The gzera of the Dever, the previous plague, was only on those animals out in the field. Shenemar b'miknecha sher basodeh. The Pasuk says that the plague of Dever will afflict the animals out in the field. And therefore, v'hayore es dvar Hashem, people among the Egyptians who feared God, heinis es miknev al abatim, brought their animals indoors. Rashi refers to Mechilta on a later Pasuk in the Torah, in Parshas Bishalach, in the third source, it says there, in Shmos Parak Yudalot Pasuk Hey, when the Bnei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, we'll read in 2 weeks, it says, Vayugad l'mach Mitzrayim ki barach ha'om, vayehafeich lev'vav paro, v'avad v'al'om, v'yom ha'mazos ha'sinu mashki shalach v'zeo me'avdeinu. The Egyptians found out, Paro found out the Jews were escaping, so what have we done? We released them, and therefore in Pasuk Vav, vayeso his richbo, he got his chariot, that's amola kach, he brought his soldiers and men with him, and Pasuk Zayin, Vayikach Shesh Meres Recha B'chur B'chor Recha Mitzrayim B'shol Yishim Al Kulo, and he ran after Bnei Yisrael with his horses and chariots. Again, Rashi over there in Parshas B'shalach, Parak Yudalev, Mishmos Pasuk Zayin, B'chor Recha Mitzrayim, B'mon Kol Shar HaRecha, Mehechan Heo B'hemo Salo. Again, where are these animals from? Well, how did Paro have horses and chariots and so on to pursue the Bnei Yisrael? The Im Tom Mishal Mitzrayim, if you say that they belong to the Egyptians, Hare Nemar, I almost call them Mitzrayim. You tell me Shal Yisrael, Halo Nemar, Gavagam Niknei Erechamon. If you tell me they took the Jews' animals, but the Jews took their own animals with them. Mishal Mihayu Min Hayore, Zvar Hashem, those people that brought their animals inside. That's Rashi to make that up. That's the Mechilta I put in Source 5. Mechilta in Parsha Bishalach, Parsha Aleph, Vayikach Sheshmos Yechabachur. So that's the source for Rashi, as you can see. So the people who were intelligent among the Egyptians, who after a few plagues believed that Moshe was getting it right, in other words, whatever he said seemed to happen, so they weren't interested in fighting or whatever, so they wanted to protect their animals. They brought them inside, they put them in the barn, they locked them indoors and kept them alive, huh? Yeah, that, I don't know what would help. Well, I guess they figured, well, it depends if you listen to the language, that's what Rashi quoted. It says, b'miknecha sher basodeh, the original plague. So therefore, they took it seriously, or at least they figured, let's lock them indoors, put them in the barn, put them in a safe corral or pen or something like that. So based on that, I want to talk about the issue of trapping, and specifically trapping on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, all right, it's once in a while I got to do that. So it says in the Mishnah, Parshas and Vayera is a hard subject in that regard. But anyway, the Mishnah says in Masechah Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. That's where the Mishnah lists the 39 melachas. The Mishnah begins, Avos melachas arboim chaser achas. So the 40 minus 1, that's 39 melachas. And among them is hatzod tzvi, somebody who traps an animal. It's mentioned a deer, but it doesn't have to be a deer. Rashi there, in Gimel Alf and Shabbos, says hatzod es tzvi. Why is that one of the melachas of Shabbos? Because we know that the melachas of Shabbos are patterned after activities that were done in the Mishnah. So where was trapping animals an activity in the Mishkan. So Rashi says, "Asoras Hatzvi, the Chol Malachas Ora No Heges Bat Choshim LeMishkan BaOroseim." You had the number of the different things in the Mishkan, the curtains, and had their Oros Tchoshim, skin from this tal, whatever that animal is, Tchoshim, a certain type of an animal. And so you had to trap the animal to get to skin it in order to make some of the leather, some of the curtains and so on, coverings that were necessary in the Mishkan. Okay, so that's the source of the Malacha. Later on in Masechah Shabbos, source number 8, that's the Mishnah, on Daf Kuf Vav on the days in Shabbos, it says the following. We'll try and define, as we'll see, there's a very unique Malacha, a Malacha of trapping. The Mishnah says, Tzvi Shenichnas Labayis. Let's say a deer, or whatever an animal, goes into a house. Okay, v'noel echad b'fonav, and then you lock the door. Okay, wild, you close the...
Wild,
let's assume for now, wild animal. We'll get to domesticated animals later, but okay, well, wild animal comes into the house, okay, and now what I do is I close the door so the animal cannot get out of the house. And now the animal's trapped in my house. Says the Gemara Chayav, Rashi stresses, we'll look back and forth, Rashi in source 9 stresses, again, Kovavah, Beis, and Shabbat, see, Shenichnas me'elo. The animal came on its own. I didn't lure it in or bring it in. It came in on its own. It was wandering around. In the old days, animals wandered around, perhaps more frequently than they do nowadays. But the animal wandered into my house, me'elo.
Huh?
I know, you see, I was a deer in the backyard, yeah. Minoel Echad before. I remember a couple of years ago, my wife and I went to the Rockies for a little vacation in the summertime, and we left very early in the morning on a Sunday morning to catch a plane. We were driving down Sussex and saw this huge deer with really big antlers. We were in the Rockies, the most fanciest looking deer we saw was right near Teaneck on Sussex Road. You know. But anyway, the Rashi says it came in by itself. But Noel Echad Befonav, Rashi, an important Rashi, and so it's not the second Rashi. The Noel Echad Befonav Zuhi Tzedoso. That is the act of trapping. I just closed the door. Now the animal's trapped. So Chayim. Now the rest of the Mishnah discusses the technicality of the Shabbos. Noel Ushnayim Peturin. If two people did it, you're Potter. Because that's the famous din of Shnayim Shasuha. A special din in Melechah Shabbos, if two people together do an activity which one person could do, so for technical reasons you're potter on a deraisa level on Shabbos. Okay, so that's just the technical law of Hilchos Shabbos, not a topic, unless, as the Mishnah goes on, lo yochol echad lino, let's say it's a big heavy door or some kind of a heavy lock of some kind, it needs two people to do it, and that's the normal way. And that golden rule by Shabbos is, you know, it's also when you do it in the normal way that people do it. So sometimes you have a big heavy latch or whatever, it takes two people to close this door. So then, if two people do it, lo yochol echad lino menol ushnayim chayovin. As Rashi says, lo yochol echad lino. The first previous Rashi is Nolos Naim Peturim the Havelei Shnayim Shasua. But then Lo Yochel Echad Lino Urche Hulino B'Shnayim. That's the norm. There's two people do it. Harei Lechol Echad Melochad Velo Iyu Lo Misabdi. You need both guys, otherwise it wouldn't happen. And if Shimon Potem, Shimon disagrees, again, that's not our issue. But what we see from this Gemara is that even though you didn't lure the animal in, all you did was close the door. The animal came on its own. That's already the Isser of Tzad. However, the important qualification is the Gemara makes right away there in Shabbos Kufov and Beis Source 10, the Gemara in that Mishnah says, Omer B'Yirmiya Bar Abba Omer Shmuel, Hatzad Ari B'Shabbos, Eino Chayev Ad Shiach Nisena L'Gurzaki Shalo. If it's an animal like a lion, a fierce animal, which just closing the door is not going to keep it in. The animal will knock it down, will claw its way through, okay, even though it's the same act, as Rashi says, Hatzad Ari Afilu Tovso, even if you somehow grabbed it and threw it into a place, that's not considered Seder. Ainz would say that's the why. Shekisha Koes, it gets angry or agitated. Mashkis, knock the door down, it'll come right out. So you see here is that the Malach of Tzad varies depending upon what the creature is you're catching. It's got to be, as the Gemara says, Ad Sheikh Nisan Lagurzaki Shalo, Rashi says in the bottom of 11, Ad Sheikh Nisan Lagurzaki Shalo, base Mishmar HaAsua, some type of cage or enclosure that is made to keep this type of animal in. Kimin Teva, some kind of a box or a cage or whatever it is. It's an important thing we see from that Gemara, that the definition of Seder changes depending upon what the creature is that you're trapping. It has to be the type of trapping that will keep the animal or the creature inside, that it can't get out. Okay, so that's an important point. Another relevant Gemara is a Mishnah in the Gemara in Beitza, the Chav Gimel and Beis, going over to Chav Dalam and Aleph, that's source number 12. The Mishnah says, Ein Tzadin Dogim and Abever and Beyomtiv, Yomtiv and Shabbos for this purpose will be the same. You're not allowed to have fish. They catch fish from the brook. Beber means like an area. It can be a meadow if it's not water, or otherwise it's a pond. Okay, so you're not allowed to catch fish. Okay? And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, it's relevant to us, we can skip the next part. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol abeirin shogun, zeh kol. Kol, this is chav gimel beis, gong over to chav dalem and alf and beis, zeh kol. Kol mechusar tzeda osu, v'sheinu mechusar tzeda mutar. It depends what ended up happening. Is the result that this thing is now caught, and then that's a tosser. But if it's still mechusar tzeda, you'd still have to do more to catch it, then the act is mutter. Okay, as Rashi.
For the deer, for a minute.
Yeah.
The deer might be stuck in the house; it can't get out on its own. Yeah. That doesn't mean you control it.
Right. So let's see. That's what this Gemara is modifying. It's exactly correct. That's what this Gemara is modifying. Rashi here in Beit Chavdal and Alas on top of the page in source 13. So Mechusar Tzeda Shetzarach Lutzul. You still have to do something to grab it. So the first point is correct. Okay. Even with the deer, it depends, as we're going to see in a moment, how much control do you have over it? Can you easily pick it up or grab it? And that's what the Gemara there says in Beit Chavdal and Aleph, source 14. Hechadami Bever Kot, Hechadami Bever Kot. What's a big area? What's a small area? Again, it can mean a brook if it's still a fish, or a meadow if it's still an animal. Amar of Ashi, Kol Hechad Deroit Abasrei, Umatile Bechad Shachya Bever Kot. A small enclosure for our purposes is if you can get the animal in one lunge. Like one swoop, it's so small an area, I can just grab it, there, I got it. I can just pick it up, it's in such a small enclosure, and again, it's going to depend a little bit on the animal. Are we talking about a turtle? Are we talking about, a dog? Are we talking about a deer? Right, so that's what the Gemara says here, that's what Rashi called Hecha Deroi. We'll look at Rashi 15, Beit HaFadam, B'chad Shachar, B'pam Achas, Shu Shokha, Alav L'Tafso. It can't get away. You know, if you bend over, you can grab it in one lunge, or one fell swoop, you can grab the animal. If it's bigger than that, if you can't do it, the animal can jump around, and you can't, as the fellow said, you can't control it, so that's called a baber go. That's not considered trap. Inami, another approach, kol hecha deikit ukti ukti. If it has, Rashi has ukti ukti zovios, the room or the enclosure got a lot of little corners. The animal can dart in, it can get under something or in a corner someplace where you can't get it. Right? That animal, something to try catching like a mouse or something like that. The small animal, it may not be a large room, but the animal's quick and it can get into a little area, a little corner somewhere where you can't quite reach it and so on. That's ukti ukti. That's a different baber gadol and baber katan. Inami, kol hecha de nafli tuad de kastad bada baber katan, midach baber gadol. That's more of a physical thing that as Rashi says, there's such a small thing that the shadow of the walls, they hit each other. It's that small. Rabbeinu Chananel and Shabbos on Bavkuv Zayin Aleph in source 16 quotes this Gemara in Beit and says these three inamis, these three opinions are not arguing. They're all correct. Not three different, it's not a machlokas. How do we find it? They're all correct. Okay, as Rabbeinu Chananel says in 16, Uperashnu bo gimel perusha b'chulan kayomin. They're all right. They're all just different examples of the type of things which we considered trapped and not trapped, depending on the animal, depending on the type of room and so on. Okay, and that's they're all correct. And basically, if it's if it's under your control, so to speak, then that's considered trapped. And if not. Again, you have a mouse in a room. It may not be that big a room, but it's not easy for you to catch it, especially if there are little corners and crevices. I remember. My cousin Rishon, where they had a mouse in their apartment. So, it was running around, and they called a neighbor who was a friend of theirs who kind of grew up a little bit on the streets. They figured he'll be able to do it. So he just said, get the animal in a room. Get the mouse in. Once in one room, close the door. And call me. So he calls him. The guy came out with a hammer. Okay, he goes into the room, and you hear, whap, whap, he's going in. After the 15th time, he finally hit it, he got the mouse, with the hammer. But anyway, the animal could dart away. So that's what this Gemara is talking about. The Rambam brings these dinim in Perek Yud of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Tes, the Rambam writes, and this is an important point, and this is a little bit what Jackie Shlanga mentioned earlier, the first part of the Rambam, which we'll come back to, Hatzad Dover Shederech Mino Lotzudos on Mechayev. You're trapped in a type of animal that's normally trapped for fur, for other things. We'll come back to that. Kagon Chayev Ovos Hadogim. You're only in violation of tzeda if you trap in a place where it's not lacking any further capturing. Right, you chase a deer, you cornered it or whatever into a house or into a garden, a yard, or a courtyard, you locked it. You play with a bird until it flew into some type of a tower or something, and all the fun of scooped a bucket or some type of a net or something with say when you're in a bucket with water and you grab the fish out, and now the fish is in this little bucket and so on, all these things, hareza chayav. Avol, in the kriya tzipor labayis and noble fauna, you got a bird into your house and just lock the door. So the Rambam, nothing doing. You can't, you're not in control of that bird. It can fly all over. I was just the other day, a mechanic, Jimmy on the corner over here, and a bird flew into this thing, and they were going after like a dickens was flying, you know, with a broom and all these things. I didn't say that one, but I don't know if they got it or not. But it's hard, the bird in the building doesn't work. Oh, Shibriyah, dog, welcome to Breitha Shomayim. Or, you got fish out of a river, but you put it in this big pond, this huge pond. Well, again, the fish is swimming around, you can't get it that easily. And so on, so the Rambam says, in all these cases, I raise that potter. It's important to note, though, that in Hilchos Shabbos, let's remember, potter always means potter aval. Usher. It's potter on a Doraisa level, you're potter from Karbonis, but it still could be Usher, and it's this Usher Drabonis. Why? She'ein Zut, all these cases, She'ein Zut say the Gemurah. This is not real Tzeda. Shem Yavola Tachto, because you actually want to get this fish or animal or whatever, Tarach Lirdo Vacharov, you still have to pursue it, the Latsudo Samishon, and trap it from that area. So that's not Lofichov. Hatzot Ari, same thing like we said before, Eino Chayavat Sheikh Mesen Lekifa Shalom, Shunesabo, the lion, it can't be, it's not considered caught until it's in some type of enclosure that it can't get out. Now, Lachachov, the Rambam writes, Kol Mokom Shem Yaros Mo Yagil Echayav Beshchi Achas, you have it in a place, like we said before, that you can get it in one lunge, right, one bend. Oh, Shahuach, Solon, Krovin, Zelazer. Oh, the walls of the room are so narrow. The walls are right next to each other. Achipol, Tzel, Shame, Lens, like the shade falls in a certain way. Harezer, Mokom, Cotton, and so on. You got an animal in there, then you'd be chayav. The same thing says in the Shulchan Aruch. These dinner are found in Orachayim, Simin, Shin, Tes, Zion. Sevala, Hatzod, Sipor, Drola, Migdosh, Nitzibo, Shar, Sipor, Tzvi, Labayas, Oveber, Shemitar, Mokhayav, Menon, Nitzibo, Potter, Oser. He clarifies what I said before about Potter, Aval, Oser. If you get into a place where it no longer needs to be trapped, it's caught, that's called Chayav. If not, it's Potter, but it still could be Oser, Midrabbanon. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav Balatanya in source number 19, the first to Lubavitcher Rebbe, again in that same seminar, Chayim, Shin, Tar, Zion. Sif Aleph has a nice clear summary, that's why I printed it. Right, he says, we'll read it quickly, or parts of it. Seida Hime Avos Malachas. Seida is one of the Avos Malachas, Shahaisim the Mishkan, B'tchashim, and also B'tchilozim. The chilozim for tchelas, the snails. And by the way, it's important that he adds that, because snails are easier to catch, obviously, because they move like a snail. So it's easier to trap them, right? But the chilozim, you know, for the die, for the tchelas, for the big day kahuna, and then several of the big day kahuna had tchelas. Anyway, so it says, Eino chayvela ela kishayin hanitzod mechusar od tseda achar tseda zu. It says very clearly, it's only considered this of tseda when it's not lacking any further tzeda, the hainu shehashetzad osolamokom shiuchlo tovso shom bekal. You got in a place where you can easily get it, you can easily grab it. They ain't no tzorach loma havein mitzudim and mitzudim. You don't have to say this, oh, let's bring a trap or a net and trap it. You don't have to do any other type. The hainu she ain't no tzorach levakei shum tachbulos. You don't have to come up with some patent or some trick, you know, to get it. Yeah, and therefore, he gives various different examples, as we said. Okay? And again, like we said before, it's only the last line of that page. So we got to get the line into the place and so on where it can't get out. And then he does say, though, as we mentioned, the chol haksad lemakom shanitzah mechusha samtzeda adayin. If you get it into a place where it still needs further trapping, but still afal pi shu potter asum diberi sofim. Again, that's a general rule in Hilchos Shabbos. When it says potter, it means potter aval aser. It's aser drabanan. And fine. That's the Rav Balatanya. Aruch HaShulchan makes an interesting observation. Source number 20. Aruch HaShulchan is in Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Tes Zayin Sifyut Aleph. Mishuna hi meleches tzeda mikol hamalachas. Very interesting comment. He says that meleches tzeda, the malach of tzara trapping, is different or unique, different from all the other malachas. Why? The bechol hamalachas tzara klasos hamalacha. By all other malachas, you have to actually do a malacha in order to violate. You have to do the act. Aval grama melacha, the famous grama, an indirect act, ain't no chayv in a Torah. Then you're not chayv in the raisa. D'chsi lo sasa ka melacha. Asiya huda asir ha grama shor. That's the famous rule, that grama, indirect action by melachas, is allowed on a Torah level. V'ilu b'melechas tzeda, but when it comes to tzeda, says the Aruch HaShulchan, afilu b'grama chayv. You're chayv even for grama. And it goes back to that mission which we mentioned before, Kuf Vavim Beis. Tzvi Shenichnas Labayis. Remember that case? The deer came down. It came in on its own. All I did was what? I closed the door. Well, closing the door, per se, is not a malacha. I mean, there's nothing usher about closing the door on Shabbos. All I did was close the front door. Now, as a result of that, this animal that came into my house is now trapped from getting outside. But that's the Rav HaShulchan is saying. The very act that I did is per se here, not a, right? See, so the Bible, I didn't entice or lure or drag the animal into the house, right? Came in by itself. Rakhu Goram Benilas Hadelas, by locking the door, I caused Shinitzaratzi. And so it's interesting, that's what Rosh Hashanah says, it's a little bit of a unique malacha. He says, the time of the Nilsa, the Betzeda, the Mikra Zegroma, why is that not called Groma? Why is that, why should you be Chayav and Tzeda in that case? All I did was close the door. And shouldn't that usually be, isn't that parallel to Groma by other malachas, where the act was done sort of indirectly, I didn't do anything else? So he says, the Pirish Rashi, Zu Heit Sadoso, that's the normal way of trapping. And we think about it for a second. What is the Isser of trapping? Klomar says, Rav Shulam, the Ikar HaTzeda, Hu HaMaisa HaChrona, the act of trapping is the last straw, the last step in making the animal captured. Shenol B'fnei Atzvi. Bimlo Nol Adelis, if I didn't lock the door, Afal Pisha Tzara Me'atzmo, let's say I did trap that deer. I was running outside, I cornered him, you know, and I got him into my house, but then I never closed the door. So in fact, I didn't do anything, right? Even shalicha biyado, I misad, I dragged the animal in from outside. Vichniso labayis, v'lo nol, lav kuma, but I didn't do anything. Right? I went out and I grabbed this animal, I took it by the, grabbed it by the horns or whatever, by the leg, and I dragged it and I threw it into the house. But I never closed the door. So even though I did a lot of action, at the end of the day, that's not called tzedo. Tzedo is, I mean, to the ikra tzedo, hi an ne'ila. The ikra tzedo is the closing of the door. It's the same thing, by the way, and I don't know until now, but if you set a trap, right, you set a trap now, and that's the whole question at the end of the first paragraph of Shabbos, set traps on Erev Shabbos, but again, the normal way of trapping is, you don't do the action, the action happens, I'm not talking about a delayed action, but the action happens, what's the action? The action is when the animal gets caught in the trap. That's the normal way of trapping, that's what we call grumma, that's the normal way you do this action. So that's what the Rav HaShulchan says, it's just a different... it's a different type of malacha. Then it goes into the Shnayim Shasru issue, which is not our problem. But anyway, I just want to point that out. It's an important Aruch HaShulchan, because he's telling you that Seda in this regard is different than other malachas. About the Groma thing, I just want to throw in, Tosus and Shabbos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, talks that the two Tosus in a row, Ein Parson Mitzudus and Elav Beishi Yotsudu, is talking about this issue now of trapping. You know, let's say I set a trap on Shabbos. But I have no idea. It could be that it's not going to come for another 3 weeks. You know, sometimes they put these traps out, and who knows when an animal is going to walk in. Okay? So there, Tosus says, "Avogad b'Shabbos namin pirish mitzvah eino chayv chatos she'eni yodei in yotzei limlav." You don't know. I mean, just setting up a trap, nothing happened necessarily. I have no idea at that moment whether an animal is going to come in. Now then, we come up from Gozali for Shmitzud, the Pamim Asikhatas, but sometimes you do because let's say you know right around there are a lot of animals roaming around. And I just put up the so you know the animals right there in the yard or in the meadow, and I put down the traps. So anyway, at this point yeah, the Groma issue is an interesting issue with regards to Tseda. I just threw that comment to Tosus in. Just a second Tosus also. Quote to Yishalmi that before the Mitsuyan Sham Kiyusa, you know that the animal's there. But in any event, I wanted to bring out that Aruch HaShulchan, an interesting point. Another point about Seda is that it doesn't have to be the typical type of trap or, you know, some kind of a device. Right? There are many people familiar with this question from bees in the sukkah, right? Or flies or whatever that are annoying in the sukkah. You want to put a cup over it to keep it from pestering everybody, from stinging. So here we have a statement in the Gemara in Shabbos 22, Mem Gimel Al Toshma, Porsin Machzelas Agave Kaveres Zorim. Kaveres Zorim is like a honeycomb, a beehive kind of thing, where they make honey. So you're allowed to put the chavne acham, the gsham, the gsham. Let's say I'm in the bee business, the honey business, so it says raining. So I want to just cover the hive with some sort of a covering because I want to keep it from getting wet because otherwise the bees will fly away, the honey will get ruined or whatever. So it says there in the Gemara that it's allowed, but a buvad shalo yiskavin lotsu, as long as it's not your intent. The trap. The mice you are trapping, but that's not your intent. And the Rambam brings out Lahalacha and Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chaf Hei, Halacha Chaf Hei 23. Parsim Machzelas Hagabonim Shabbos, Al Gabi Kaver, Zor Mechama, Mene Achama, either because it keeps the sun away in the summer, Mucham Nechama, Uvuvad Shalo Yiskav and Lotzud, why? Trying note Labachole Shirtza, you can take it off whenever you want. It's not really trapped because you can, you know, take the covering off. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch also. Which means mokum shmiskansin bo advorim lasos vasha, so the bees go in to make honeycomb. Now he adds something. Begam who the mechaber does the inan sheino muchrof shunutzadim he heichad alav ahave psik reishik. So let's digress for just a moment about that. That's the famous halacha of Shabbos. What do you mean? I didn't have in mind to trap. I'm covering this beehive with a box. So not my intent to trap. What do you mean? The trap.
Keeping it dry.
Right. I'm doing it for another purpose. But that brings us into what's called Dover Shana Miskaben. And one of the laws about Shabbos is Dover Shana Miskaben. If it's not my intent, then it's mutter. But unless it's a problem of psikresha. Psikresha is short. The full phrase is psikresha veloyamos, which literally means, can you chop off its head that won't die? But the guy's going to make a claim, well, I wasn't intending to kill this chicken. All I want to do is chop its head off. Yeah, but obviously chopping the head off means you kill it. You can't make such a claim. It's a ridiculous claim. So at what point do we say, well, it wasn't my intent? But you know that that's what's going to happen. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in submission to Zion Tivdal, 24 again, it's not so clear. Now, maybe, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, in 25, you put that box over the hive, but it's not like airtight. Now, the bees could still get out through the bottom or some other way where it's not. It's true, there are kind of traps, but there's a way out. So it's not automatic that the bees are stuck in there. It'll protect it from the rain, like you said, right? But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Don't show you a hadeka machatzelas ala kaveres kol kaf. You don't fasten it or make it so tight. Kadesh yuchlu advarim al kaponim latzeis bedochak, where they can get away. Oh, sheyesh bekaveres ezachur katan. There's some kind of a hole that they can get out of and so on. All right, apagav shen nir lahed to advarim. Even though the bees won't see it so readily, but still, and that's enough to say that it's not psik reishe. Aval kasha'ein bo chor klal also psik reishe v'asar filo miskabon psik reishe is also. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out over there.
Another bee traps.
Yeah, they're too stupid to figure out how to get out. Yeah, we had those for the sukkah. So I thought that those were allowed because of this Mishnah Berurah, even though technically that's because you have that line. Apagav she'ein nira lahed yiladvarim. They used to sell those bee traps. You know, people still have by the sukkah, so they put a piece of fish or something inside, and the bee comes in, and they could get right out. You'd get right out the same way you came in. It's a fascinating, but they can't always figure it out. Maybe the ones with a higher IQ can figure it out. You know,
the fish trap also.
Yeah, I guess anyway, they can't figure out how to get out. I don't know.
A kid, the shul, Shabbos, the beehive was in a tree, and you know, it fell down on Shabbos, and the bees, and people couldn't come out of shul.
Oh, wow.
They were afraid of bees.
Yeah.
And there was no air room for Brooklyn at that time.
Right.
So, I don't know, somehow, as a kid, but somehow a box appeared on top of the beehive. Somebody put it on, I came outside, neighbor, I don't know where it came.
Everyone ran out.
So they put a box on top of the beehives to allow the people to exit.
Right. Okay, but that's different. Maybe it wasn't so. Maybe the bees theoretically could have gotten out. So that's exactly what this is talking about.
Putting a cup on the bees and the soda is a problem.
Yeah, that would be a very questionable. But we're going
to
see.
You're trying to capture this thing.
Right. So we'll get to.
Right.
So we'll get to the point in a second about something that's a little bit dangerous and so on. We'll get to that point in a moment. I just want to show another Gemara. Okay, remember that's this. So that's really, I'm sorry, that segues into the next case. 26 is the one on Shabbos, Kufchof Aleph and Aleph, a Mishnah. Kufchof Aleph and Aleph, and Shabbos, the Mishnah says, Kofin Kor Gabay Aner B'shul Shalot Techaz B'kor, that's not for us, Al Tzor Shalot, Val Akrov Shalot Tishach, Akrov is a scorpion. Right, so you want to put something on top so it won't sting you. You're not interested in capturing this thing at all. You just want it to, you don't want it to bother anybody. Okay? So it says the first part of this you can, but Amar Bihuda, Maisa Bolis Nebiyochan and Zakai, the Arev, the same place, the Amar Choshishanim Lom Mechatos. So Kofin Kara says Rashi on Kufchof Alf and Alf and Shabbos, source 27. Kofin Kara shall carry something of an earthenware cup. Okay, Al Gabe Aner, that's a different issue. What that is not our problem. But the guy put it on a scorpion. The first part of the Mishnah says, okay, but Maisa Bok, Kliyas Kliyal Akrab, or like your case, Dr. Shemuel with the bees. But Erev of Ari, however you pronounce his name, Makar name of place, Choshishani lo mechatos. I'm not sure if that, you might have to do a chatos. Why? Kavan says, Rashi de lohaya akrav ratz akharav. The scorpion wasn't pursuing you. And that may be the different barrier in the sukkah. Could it be that bothering people? Here the scorpion was there. But any day in Chayvishum said, Choshishani lo mechayv chatosu. I want to say maybe he is chayv chatos. That's the Mishnah.
So
the Rambam Paskins.
Kol Torah, we had that once in Shabbos,
the scorpion. Yeah.
Shomzaman.
Oh, not really.
Yeah, no,
Shomzaman
lived in Shabbos.
Yeah, right. So it wasn't at Shabbos, yeah.
But what's the Shabbos? Take the
Oh, so that's because of this. The Rambam says here, and that's the bottom line, you have a suffix in the Mishnah, but the Rambam Paskins, Perek Yud, the Shabbos, Halacha Chafei, 28, Remosim Hamazikim, You have creepy crawlers that are mazik and cause damage to gone. Nechoshim va'akrov nechayotimem. Alpha pisha einam amisim. They're not. They'll die from it. Even though it'll kill you. Hove and noshim, since they bite, mutar lotzeros on the Shabbos. You are allowed to do tzeid on Shabbos. Okay, but who's scabbardly not from the shichos? As long as your intention is to keep them from biting, not because you want to trap them. Keteru osa, here it is. Kofa klialeno makvei no koshim kadesh lo yaziku. Do whatever you have to do. Put a box over some. Same thing in the shulchan aruch. Or chaim sin shin tazayin siv gimel or amol. Lochein yesh li zor shelo liskor tevek tano liskim kem shezumim bo b'shabbes. Okay, you have to be careful not to put a box over flies. The flies aren't so dangerous. That a psik reishi shes to the sham. And then he says, "V'yesh mekilin makom shim vosech atzil lenu sham yivichu." The maker on that as well. So that's but certainly if it's a dangerous kind of thing, then it's not a problem. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos Perek Gimel Halach Vav has a different case. Okay, it's another din. The Yerushalmi says, "V'yosi be'rabon meshumer b'huna hayatzvi rots kedarko v'niskaven." It says. He mentions the following case. Okay, a guy comes in, and his intention is to lock his door to his house to keep his house safe. He didn't care that there was a deer inside. I come home, I'll close the door. Meanwhile, there's an animal in the house. It's not my intention. Or, even if it's my intention, but I'm intending two things. One, to close the door. I don't like to leave my front door open. And two, is to keep the animal inside. In these cases, it's mutter. And the Premosh explains, in 31, Charel Neskaven Elanilo Bado. My main intention was to lock the door for myself. Datsvi Me'elav Humitso. Now the animal, incidentally, on its own, was trapped. Okay? And it also mentions a case of a tinok. Okay, Tinok Mivabeh Benohar. When he's scabbing alos, alos, nechil sadog mutar. The kid falls overboard off a boat or something on Shabbos. Or he's seen it. So you throw a net out. You pull the kid in. Meanwhile, lo and behold, you pull the kid out. Some fish came along with it. You have to take the kid out. And a bunch of fish also. So it says. We'll get to that in a moment. That's exactly right. We'll see. So that's what the Yerushalmi says is mutar. And that's Moshe says the carbon of Eidah says again is Kavan Lil Bado Baratro by they came no gambaratri. Af alpi she yoda sheyin ol gambaratri, even though you knew darn well that it's gonna trap the animal too. Share Rao Ruskidag, you saw it running to the house up. You'll have a putter. Came Pirsha Ramban Maharashbo. Since your main intent is for your house, then it's a mutter. The same thing with the kid in the boat, and so on. So the Rashba in Shabbos says, based on this Yerushalmi, source 33, the Chiddush Rashba in Shabbos, Kuv Zayin, the Chiddush Rashba writes, quotes this Yerushalmi. I don't have to read the whole thing because he quotes it, but it says in the end, he says, you see from here, that Kavan should start Lishmor Beso, Af Al Pi Shaydei Kach Mitzoratzi, the male of Mutter. As long as it's not your intention just to trap the animal, then it's okay, and that's what he quotes from this Yerushalmi. So the Ran answered Rezidus question. The Ran says, wait a second. The Ran on the Rif. That's the Rashba in Shabbos, Kuv Zanaman of Eskedushim, quotes this Yerushalmi that it's Mutter to trap the animal if that wasn't your intent. Your intention was to close the door for your own house, and incidentally, it kept the animal in also, or with the kid. It's okay if you have the fish and so on. Obviously, by the way, no one argues you shouldn't try and save the kid. You have to save the kid. He's drowning. The
question over again.
Well, it depends on the kid. No, because you still may have to bring Korban Chatos. Because Lamaisa, you did the right thing, but you still have to bring Korban Chatos and get the fish. Okay, so that's the issue. Hold on, we may come to that. But first, let's see what happens. The Ran disagrees with this riff. The Ran is in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Ches, Amid Aleph, in the pages of the riff, in Shabbos. He quotes the Rashba, and there's a dvar of Tumulim be'enai harvei. The Rashba's chiddush is very strange to me. Heich efsher shafilo b'miskaven lilo ba'ado ba'ratziyeh mutter. How could it be mutter if he closed my door when I know full well that I'm keeping the animal inside? V'chi mipnei shutzarech lino beso natilo lasos malacha b'shabbos? Because he wants to close his front door, and he allow a malach on Shabbos. Below, oh, Ela Shani Omer Shapilu She'enam Iskaven Lilo Baratzi Kolshu Yodeh Shatzi B'Sofo V'Shiyav Shelo Shelo Yatzi Nitzav B'Sofo Oser. That's exactly the classical case of Moder of Shimon of Sikrei Shelo Yamos. That's what Ron says is a classic example. The example Rizinov alluded to with the case of the Gemara is Gor Adam Mito V'Sofo. Let's say I have outside of my patio. I have an earthen, earth, the ground outside, the regular grass or whatever. So I want to have a lounge chair that's in this corner of the yard, I want to bring it to the other corner of the yard. That's heavy. So I just want to drag it along the dirt. And so on Shabbos, you now had to dig a ridge, like, you know, because that was part of the, when you set up a field for planting, you had to make a furrow and you put the seeds and so on. So I drag this thing. So the halacha is, I'm allowed to do it. There's nothing wrong technically in Hilchos Shabbos with bringing a lawn chair from point A to point B. That's not one of the 39 halachas. But the problem is it may make a ridge. So the Gemara distinguishes it. May make or will make. If it might make, you don't know, so then it's mutter. But if you know that the ground is soft, you've done it before, you know it's a very heavy chair, you know full well it's going to happen. That's the classic case of psych racial illness. You can't say, I didn't know it was going to kill the animal, I just want to chop its head up. Right. And, exactly. That's psych racial. So that's the Ron is. Why in the world is this any different over here? That's the Ron Pina. And he's right. The Gemara says in Shabbos, I just printed the sources, Ayin Hamad Aleph 35, Ayin Hamad Aleph in Shabbos, Labaya Rava Dami Kamar, everybody agrees. Moder of Shimon, who even of Shimon was stricter, I'm sorry, even if Shimon is more lenient by Dovah Shem and his comments, is motive of sick race of illness. He admits that that's not allowed when you know for sure. So says the Ron, why is it here? Packs the Rashbam. Why is it any different here? You're locking the door, but you know it's keeping the deer in. And the Rambam, huh? Okay, that may be a distinction because it's called secretion de lo ichpasle. Well, I don't want to, it's in a horror, but that's not the way he goes. I just want to finish the sources. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, Dvarim, just to clarify this issue of secretion, I digress for a moment. It says, Dvarim hamutarim lasosan v'shabbos, u'v'shas asfiyosan, epsher shepeseh b'glo ha'malacha, b'epsher lo shalotayoseh. The Rambam is just spelling out secretion. It's good to see it. Something which itself is mutter, bringing a lounge here from point A to point B itself is mutter. But it's possible that by doing this, some malach will result. It's possible that it won't. So you don't discover those malach or is a mutter. Okay, so here's the case. Gora, other miti, the kisei, whatever, you can drag it across. As long as you weren't intending to make a chritz, that's allowed. However, okay, in the next halach, halach, I think it's various other examples. Walking on the grass, where you know, may not rip up grass and so on, but halach, above. Also, maiser, and nasi, the law, malach, shavadai, teyaseh, the shulosa, maiser. Okay, well you know if you walk over here you're going to break twigs and you're going to uproot grass by walking in very thick grass or whatever. Then, afo please on the scabbard, even though it wasn't your intent, fire. Why should W do it, says the Rambam, she Epsha Shol says, well, you know for sure. So that's the right, classic case of secretion. Shulchan Aruch too. Shulchan Aruch says in some Shin Lamed Zayin Tzipalov, Dover Shein Miskaven Mutter, but Behu Shalei Psikreshe. Hilcha Gori Adam Mita Kisev Safso and so on. So that's the case of Psikreshe. So comes the Rashba, and the Rav attacks the Rashba. I don't know why should this be any different kind of case. Okay? It's you know it over here also. So the Avnei Meza is a very interesting answer. Explained Abinazer is in the Chuvas in the Cherek Archaim and Kuf Tzadi Dalad. The answer is based on a different thing. And it goes back to what we said before, and from that Aruch HaShulchan, although for a different reason. Remember we said the Aruch HaShulchan, back in source number 20, Aruch HaShulchan says that Tzad, it's Seda is a different kind of Malacha. And Nazer points out the following. We said before, usually Groma is Aser, right? It's Mutter, it's not Aser Deraisa, I'm a Groma. But Tzad, by definition, is also, let's say, look at the case before. The animal ran into the house, so all I did was close the door. That's not malacha. It's not malacha to close the door. But by trapping, that's called trapping. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says.
I was just pushing on the neck. No, but you didn't do
any malacha. You didn't do anything here. I didn't bring the animal to the house to see this before. The animal, right. The animal came into the house on its own. I didn't do anything. Not that I grabbed it through the house. I didn't do anything. I closed the front door. Alright, so that's we'll read the text of the Aruch HaShulchan, we read before. So it's important points. Now, Abinazer says the following. You know, we have the following case in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Hem and Bei, source 38. I'll give you the background very quickly. We know that when a person damages somebody else, so there are five different things you have to pay depending on the circumstance. The famous Dalad Zorim, Nezek plus Dalad Zorim, right? Nezek, Tsar, Rikui, Shevis, and Boshes. You have to pay for damages, you have to pay for the guy's pain, and the medical bills, and Nezek, Tsar, Rikui, Shevis, any loss of work that you cause, and the embarrassment you cause, right? And the Gemara there discusses in Perek Hachol what the cases are. So sometimes you can have one without the other. Sometimes you have three of them, sometimes you have two of them, depends on the case. So the Gemara there says you can have just Shevis. If the paper is lost of work, what do you do? The Gemara says about Kamat Bayan of the source 38. Shevet, the hot cake in Juno Butler. You locked the guy in a room, therefore he was late getting back to work, and it buzzed up in an hour's pay, right? You, because of you, because what you did now, he missed, you know, whatever, he missed the meeting, or he missed the client, or he just, you know, he couldn't punch in on time. So that's called, you have to pay for his loss of work. Rashi explains 39, the hot cake saw the girl the Masger. You locked him in a place. So the Rosh says the following. Russian Baba Kamat Parkhes Kim and Gimel. Sheves, the case of Sheves, or in Shabbos, the Sheves, the Hadke Bagun and so on, so, from the Sabra, says the Rosh, the Myri Sheikh Nisol Chedev is Sago Basoko, you dragged the guy in and you put him in the room and then locked him. Avalim Hoya Kvar Bechedev, but if that guy was in the room and what you did was the Sago all of a Pesach, you bolted the doors, he couldn't get out, that's called Groma Benizikin. That's indirect. Because oh, you didn't touch the guy, you didn't do anything, that's called Groma. And that's Kimo Porah together, the same Emes Chavero, the Yotzev and Emes, like you open, that's a classic case, where you open the barn door, and then when you left, you know, the animals all came out, but you didn't get them, so that's the case over there. It's Tata Medina Adam, it's Chaya Medina Shemayim, fine. So that's what the Rosh over here writes, and that's the halacha, by the way. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Choshen Mishpat, Simen Tov Chav Sifir Aleph 41, Hichniso Becheder, Besogar Hadelas Olav Abitlo Melachto, he dragged the guy into a room and he locked him in there and therefore he couldn't go to work. So Eino Nosein Lo Sheves, you didn't hurt him, so you only have to pay one of the five things, namely Sheves, the loss of his dog. Avalim Hoya Kvar Becheder, Besogar Olav Melachto, the guy was in the room, all you did was lock him in, have a grubbim in Ezekiel and pop him in the other. The Pachim Din Adam. So says the Avnei Nezah, so wait a second, so why, if that's the case by Grumman and Ezekiel, so why here by the animal in the house, the same thing, all I did, I didn't bring the animal into the house, I just closed the door. It should be like closing the door on a worker that now had to miss his job, which we said is Grumman. Right, that's what, so Avnei Nezah says, Kosam Arashbo, this is in Shulis Avnei Nezah, source 42, Chelek Archaim Simon Kuf Tzadi Dalad, Sif Os Alam, that's Kosam Arashbo, he quotes at Yerushalmi, he quotes at the Ram. Or we saw the Yerushalmi ready, and the Ram Tzavach Hazek Kikuchi, he screamed, he said, why is it any different in the case of Psikresha? So in those days, Abdenazah said, I'll tell you the difference. He says, Hazel Yom Kasat Deli Yashiv Das Harashbo. He wants to defend the Ram. The Ram sounds right, and in all of Hilchos Shabbos, the Mizrahi said before, all of the Shabbos that's the din. So what's going on here? Why is it different? The Ram is right, so the Abdenazah defends the Rashbo. He says, Delachora Havi Groma, Kevin Sheena Osem Maisa, Begufatzvi. This should be Groma altogether. You didn't touch the animal. You didn't do any mice on the animal. It's not like you tackled it and dragged it, and that's trapping it. But it came in by itself, you just closed the door. Karkosava Rosh, that's the case, right, with the person. Right, that's a Shulchan Aruch. Sim Kane. And look at the third line of days. In Kain Hokanami, Lomi is chayav, you know it's fatalis. Why should he be chayav at all? So that Nathan says a sharp point. The Haksiv, Losasta Kamalacha Gromi Shari, right, should be Groma. Al Korchon Lechalik, it's different. Okay, this Malacha, he mentioned is similar to another Malacha too, but like the Aruch HaShulchan said, he says that even though by Nezikin it's considered Groma, but Shabbos, it's still Osir. Why? Because on Shabbos, what's the key? The key is Meleches Machsheves Osir Torah. Okay? What is your purpose here? What's your purpose here? If your purpose is to trap the animal, okay, then even though perhaps in the Hilchos Shabbos it may be, Hilchos Nezikin it may be Groma, that's not by Shabbos. And they are not by Hilchos Shabbos. He says, that's not going to be called Groma. Psik Reshe, okay, is enough in those Malachas to take it
away. It's higher than Groma.
Right, exactly. He says, Psik Reshe lo mahani lachshov Groma kemaisa. But it's not enough to turn Groma into Maisa for Hilchos Shabbos purposes. He's saying that in Hilchos Shabbos, the other way, in Hilchos Shabbos, the fact that it's psikresha, okay, it's psikresha, but that it's still not going to change it from an act of groma into an act of maisa. What changes something groma into maisa? Your intent, your purpose. So therefore, ena chanami. No, but that's
psikresha. No, you don't care. You don't want to
no.
Go
right, but, but you have to have a mind. But by regular psikresha, there's a maisa. That's the other. There's no maisa here.
So you know,
exactly.
You want to come on? Right.
Both. Okay. Or if you're not coming, you need psikresha. But you don't. But you have that major point is you don't have a maisa. So you don't have a maisa. Good psikresha, but it's not enough to make this into a maisa. All right, there was no maisa on the animal itself. That's what he says the Rashba means. That's why it says that Rashba says that that it'll be mutter to close the door because it was your intent. Good, but I knew Psikresha was also trapping the deer. Good, but there was no Maisa. That's his point. You know, you need meleches machshavas. You need an actual malacha. That's the other major skill to defend the Rashba. We don't.
Is the machshavas part of that phrase or meleches part of this phrase?
I guess meleches. Yeah.
Usually it's machshavas.
I know. It's not enough here. That's the saying. Yeah.
The Hakira by Reb Shimon says by Psikreshes Chayim, does he say because Psikreshes is davar miskavei? Which the Ram would say.
Right, that's right.
How is it really though? Change of Stavin, but the fact that it's secretion connects the secondary mice to the.
So that might be a smart enough to mean here.
Right, so that's not enough to connect
it to the act. Yeah, they're very good. That's exactly right. The fact that it's secretion is not enough to make it, to make it into an act. So that's an interesting Avnei Nezer. One or two other things before we get to the final point about human beings. So it says another Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Vav and Beis Tana Rabbanan Hatzor Chagovin. Yeah, that's the key line of that Avnei Nezer. Three lines at the bottom. Psikreishe lo mahani lachshov groma kemaiser. It can't change groma into a maiser. That it can't do. Okay. Anyway, Tana Rabbanan Hatzor Chagovin Gizin Sarami Tushim Shabbos Chayiv Dir Meir. And here's something else, and this is what Jackie mentioned at the very beginning. We saw it in the Rambam at the beginning. If you trap certain things, and Avnei is going to use this thing you sowed in a second. If you trap certain things on Shabbos, it's pukkur. Why? Because Chachamim Omen Kol Shebemino Nitzod Chayev. The Kol She'ein Bemino Nitzod Pukkur. It's an important statement in Oren Shabbos Kuvavim Beis. It's only sowed on a type of item which people normally trap. You normally hunt or trap these things, okay, for some kind of a gain. Okay, Harashi says, for example, in Kufav Beis, Hagizim, whatever these min chagav tor is a kosher type of grasshopper. They're not chalim. People eat them, so it has a use. You catch it for the purpose of a positive purpose. But that's b'mino nitzod to go on a chagav hagizim. But she'ain it's b'mino nitzod. Syrian, they're a type of wasp or yitushin. People don't trap them because there's no use for them. So then that's not called. That's not called.
Okay, that's kosher.
That's not called. That it's a def. Sod is by definition.
Yes,
that's right. That's correct. Ain't no. No, no, not at all. The Rambam, it may still be the Rabbanan, but it's not the right. So the Rambam says in Chushavos Perek Yud Halacha Chavdalit. So here it is. Hatsod Dover She'ein B'mino Nitzod. Say ain't bemino tzeda can go on chagav chaziz and tzarim b'itushin and parushin. These type of insects, wasps, the mosquitoes, the fleas, or whatever. Harei zeh potter. Same thing in the Shulchan Aruch. Sinashin tazayin siv gimel again. Kol shmino nitzav chayav alav ain bemino tzid potter al aser. We said that before. Shul aser darbanan hilchav zvuvim. Therefore, flies apal pishin minitzav aser lotzod. You can't do it because it's aser darbanan. Okay, but that's an important point. And another couple of Gemaras will come back to the Abnezer's point upon that. There is another issue. We mentioned this before. The Shabbos Kuzan Al 47, Hatzad Nachar B'Shabbos. Okay, if you're doing it because you don't want it to bite, then you're potter. That was your case with the bee in the sukkah. In the refuah, if you're trapping a snake because you want the snake oil for some sort of a refuah, then you're chayav, right? Because it's a constructive purpose. Umay the potter mutter the tan. Okay, that was the case we had before about the scorpion and so on. And then that's allowed. We'll look at the Rambam Perek Yud Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Kafei. We'll skip to 49. Remosim Amazikin from the Chosra Karma. We heard about all these cases. Even though they don't kill, we saw this before. It's not a problem. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch rules as well, Shin Tazayin, Tiv Zayin. Look at Tiv Yud, it's in Shin Tazayin, 51. Kol Chai Varem Hashem Noshim Misim Vadai, the Narod, you can even kill them, even if it's not chasing you. Okay, others, it depends whether it's chasing you or not. And the Shabur explains, it's a little late, I don't want to go into the Ofakir, but the Shabur explains in Sikot Memval, he says that, because there is a possible pikuach nefesh situation. Look at the third line. The dafke elu, the cholki ha'gavne shemazikin hein betivon. These are the things that attack by nature. When shichos and shicha oketes, it's the bites, damaging. El she'ein darkam ahamis b'zeh amokam won't kill. Okay, mashen ke knows to kill. It's still mutter to trap them on Shabbos. And why is it mutter? So Mishavu writes earlier, it's in Lamed Zayin 53, Hano the Mishum Tzara Dat Kisa Lo Gazer Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan did not ask it. Again, these are things we don't normally trap anyway, so it's only also the Rabbanan. And since they caused damage, there's no way to say the Rabbanan, they weren't machmer on it. Another kula. That's important also, someone mentioned before about wild animals. Jack, you said it. Look at the Mishnah in Shabbos, Lafkuv Zanav Al 54. Chayva Op Shibarushuso. I have animals that belong to me. I have a dog. So sometimes it runs outside, sometimes it runs inside. There's no issue whatsoever. There's no issue closing the doors. My dog, right? It belongs to me. Okay?
As
a part of 1 second, we'll see. Okay? We'll see shortly. Okay? And the Mishnah, Rashi explains, Chayav Ol Shabrishuso, Potter, and Sotter, and Sotter, and they're already caught. There means Mutter, because they're already caught. So they come back all the time. Dog runs out, comes back on his own, right? He comes back for supper. Okay?
That's
right in the whole discussion. That's what Rambam says in Tarkir of the Shabbat of Chav, the 56. Hatzor, Chayav, Rishuzah, go, Avozin, you have the geese and chickens and so on. No problem. Okay? Take a look at the 57 was the Shulchan Aruch says, some Shin Tazayin, if you base, Chayav, Rishuzah, Mutter, to them. Okay? Unless you're catching because they're rebelling, they're wild, that's a different story. Then it comes back into that same din. And he talks about cows and horses and so on, so that talks about a cat, all right, that depends on the time. The question that the Avnei deals with in that same an earlier tshuva, Kuf Pei Tes, and Ozayin, why should that be? Why should all these things we just said, if it's not for me, no nitzo, right, they're not normally traveled, what do you mean? It's a strange malacha. Why? So he says, why is that? So again, he says the same thing, as they keep on coming back to this point. Look in the 58, the Chuvas Ozayin, the nearly the highly time of the Dovashen Vino Nitzo Potter. Here's the reason, the source. Because you could argue, save it means trapping, whatever the animal is, who cares? No, we saw a distinction. Why? The Shanya Malacha Seda Mishar Malachos. Again, Seda is different than other Malachos. Sheyesh when Shina Bidova Shinasa Malacha. Usually, by all the other Malachos, there is some change in the item that happens when you do the Malacha. Think about it. Think about any Malacha. There's a physical change in the item. Something happened. Okay, 1 second. And except for carrying, what's called Malacha Gur, but he says, Vafilu Hotso, Mirishus to Rishus, Nishtana Bimashu Mirishus Acher. It's a change in the spatial sense. Right? It's a change, it's a different location. But think about, leave out Hotso for a second, but every other Malacha, there's some kind of physical change. You tie a knot, you break something, you sew something, you plant something, there's some physical change that takes place. Here, nothing happens to the animal. There's no physical change. And even Hotso, which is called the Malacha Grua, the second animal Malacha, because but even there is a change. Avot Seda, says the Avnei Nezer, Ein Shum Shir Beguf, Achaya, Rak Eitzel Adam Shinasa Rishu, a change for me, because the change is in me, because now I have control over this animal, right? Val Kain, Dover Shemin, and Tzil Tzor, Gufo, Chashir Rishu, so Sheshul Dover Ma. Okay? Avot Dover Shemin, and Tzil Mishum Shein, and Tzil Tzor, when I trap something which is not normal, what do I gain? I catch a mosquito. I didn't gain anything by it. If I catch an animal that has fur or whatever it is, or something which a productive thing. So then there's a toelis to me, and therefore that's what's also. But other things which are not for me, no nitzah, dain b'hem tzoref. So the fact that I have it in my property, my possession, I didn't gain anything. Okay, so now let's talk. I don't know. Maybe that's what he's saying. So to finish up, let's wrap up now. So what about with human beings? Is there an issue with sodom human beings? Now here's what we think about it. When do you capture human beings? Well, if you have a little kid, okay, and you want to strap them down in the stroller. Let's see. Right, or you have a kid keeps running away and you keep grabbing him, or something. I can consider the case. Is there a din of seda by human beings? So the Gemara in Menachos, of all places, and Samach Dalam Al-Aswastitan, has the case that we saw already alluded to in the Yushalmi earlier, the Itmar. Shama Shatava Tinat Bayam. A kid fell in, I want to cruise him, a kid fell overboard, right? Upires Mitsuda Lahalos Dogim. V'hela dogim chayav. Okay, if they had a net out there, they put the net out there to catch fish. So then they're catching fish. That's chayav. But lahalos dogim, v'hela tinok v'dogim. Okay, you're trying to get fish, but you want to get the got the kid also. Rabba marpotu, rabba marchayav, rabba marpotu zilba masach. Rabba marchayav zilba masamachshavto. Okay, so Tosus there says, look in 61. Lahalos Tosus menachas tamat amanal dil masal lahalos dogim v'hela dogim tinok rabba marchayav. Lo dogim lo'ofni yomtu b'chol. The parakel of Chavin the Tashin the Tama Hol Mikli La Orchin. The name of Hakarami Hol Potter Latino Potter Nami Adogim. Okay, why don't we say, well, since the act the seems to be in that Gemara that even though I did the right thing saving the child, but Lamaisa I still have to bring I got fish. Okay, I spread out the net, and we were trying to catch fish, and we caught the seagull, we saved the kid. The fish came up with it also. So, why don't we say, hoel, once it's mutter, he says, different. Anyway, it comes out from Tosis, name a hachanami hoel, pot latinak, pot anamadogim. No, that's different. Okay, tzeda dogim lo chazim b'shabbos at all. Okay, the idea was that they had these nets out there for, you know, for catching fish, and Lamai said, save the kid. Okay? Yeah, but a violation of Shabbos, but it happened to me, that's what saved the kid. So now we'll say, okay, go ahead. I just have, you know, it's like Shimmy said before, throw the kid overboard again and get more fish. Right?
Yeah, it makes the problem to throw the fish back.
That would be, I think so. I think Corner Arthur Show, I think that would fix the problem. According to Samach, I remember the case, let's say I have, Borer. So I separate all these things. So I realize that now I mix them all back together. It's the same type of Shabbos. I forgot already. But anyway, the Avnei Nezer says on that Sugid Menachos, look in this, same Tshuva, or Chaims and Kuf Pei Tes, Oschok Beis, Tina, it talks about Tina, Nachish Nachal Layam, the Choronir Pajdal Shayach Ba'adam Mishul. The key point for us is, because why didn't Tosas say, what's the problem with bringing the kid up? The answer is there's no problem. Tosafot didn't quite say there's no problem say that by a person. Tosafot said it's pikuach nefesh. What is with that? The Nezer does say, he said, "Do shayach to adam shum tzeda." There's no problem of tzeda by at all. Okay, and he said, even though he says it's mashma from that Tosafot that the only p'tur was because of pikuach nefesh. The yeshlomer the shayach they tzeda was shiva love b'tzarchiyus. Okay, he said, may according to Tosa, it looks like there is tzeda. I mean, Nezer seems to be pretty convinced.
There's no, people don't catch other animals.
So therefore, so that's the question. You could argue, ein b'mino nitzo, right? Or it's not like they normally trap. On the other hand, I don't know, little kids, you do. You always catch them. You're always trying to catch you after little kids. But going back, and the Chanami said, going back, I don't know. I don't think Tosa. He mentions the difference. He says, v'arim gadol shu'ish la'atzmum shito shat b'tzeda. He says that. He does make that distinction, and the Nezer does. There is another, but it's an interesting thing about, again, the pashto seems to be there's no tzeda by people. I'm just going to finish up to show the last couple of sources. There is a din in the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Lamed Tes Siv Dalad. One of the things I have to do on Shabbos is there's no judgment. You don't pass a sentence, you know, the legal decision against Moshe. I ain't done it. So there are more rights. Look at that. Siman Shin Lamed Tes Siv Dalad, Sissi Zvi Lachain. Osir litvos ulahachnis lebeis hasoar. You can't put somebody in prison on Shabbos nishnis chayveis aonesh kedeshal yivrach. The kosher came to osir al kosher avichaldin. You don't give somebody malchus and you don't put him into prison. Vim yivrach and he gets away. The arrest him once he gets away. Ain't alenu klum. But the Mishnah Berurah comments in Siman Shin Lamed Tes Siv Katan Yud Dalet 64, the Ein Bechalze Im Rotze Livroa Kedei La'agein Ishto, the guy was going to run away and then leave his wife, you know, without a get. You know, the guy's going to run away. We got him now. We found him. We got him. You know, we'll go back to Shif a few weeks ago by forcing someone to give a get. We got the guy. So it says the Bezem Mutter Ha'alachosho. It's Mutter to keep that guy in prison. So evidently the Mishnah Berurah also the previous case. Why is he not allowed to put him in prison? Because it didn't ain't done it. We can't.
That's a different
thing altogether. Exactly. Has nothing to do with trapping. Has nothing to do with keeping the guy in prison. That is his sentence. We don't fill out a sentence. Here we're trying to hold this guy so he doesn't get away. So give his what? So that the Mishnah Berurah says aloud. So definitely the Mishnah Berurah is saying there's no problem of tzeda. And it would seem to be a raya from Pesukim HaChumash, source 65, the last source. Okay, seems to be a raya from Pesukim HaChumash. The Mekoshesh Eitzim, right in the end of Parsha Shlach. They found the guy chopping wood on Shabbos. Whatever Mekoshes Eitzim, we'll translate it as chopping wood or gathering wood, whatever is on Shabbos. Lamed Gimel by Akiva Osa Motzim Osa Mekoshes Eitzim Osa Ram Golaida Lamed Dalad by Anicho Saba Mishmar. They put him in prison. So there seems to be a beautiful raya that there's no problem saved on a person. So the Kapachayim rejects that raya. The Kapachayim in that same stim in Shin Lamed Tes, they also have vav. It's not the confusion of Hamashim. If you think there's no raya, because maybe there, because of the whole issue is Chil Shabbos, but he says, Li Nireh, Perhaps one can say that they didn't put him in prison. When it says, "Vayinichus over mishmar mashmash shenosu shomer v'olav l'shomro," they put guys next to him, but below the base of his entrapment. Whatever, they had him in a. I hear that. That's what the Kama Chaim says. And finally, the last source of tonight, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa. Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa is in Perek Chav Zayin. Perek Chav Zayin and footnote the Kuf Yud Beis. So he quotes this pasuk and he quotes the Kama Chaim. And he also says, no, it's not for me, no, Nitzol. The only time it would possibly be a problem is if you have it. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman Arbach. He says, the Dafka B'Shota HaBoreh Ne'odom, whom is Bode Bayar Zavaris, Oz Yesh Mokom Lodom. You have someone who's crazy, always runs away, and then whatever. A person out of complete control of his faculties, they need to restrain him, to keep him in there, you can talk. But a person who's in control of his normal faculties, you know, then there's no problem. That's not called Seder. There's no problem in Seder. Shom Zalman. Okay, it's footnote Kuf Yud Beis. So in any event, it seems that there's no Seder by a person. And now, to finish up, that would work out well, again, with that Avnei Nezer, because again, the whole Seder, it's different than all other Melachos, because there's no action it has to be a tzorah. People are not caught for a purpose, you know, for commercial purpose. Well, I guess kidnappers, but generally speaking, that's Avnei Nezer back in 1958. That same shul, Kuf Taitez, and then it says the whole issue of this doesn't apply to Ein Bemino Mitzvah. Why? Because there's no benefit. Okay, you know, you're not getting anything out of it, and so on. So therefore, it would not apply to human beings either. Okay, I'll go to the door.
What does it mean?